This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Crested Butte tonight will consider painting a Black Lives Matter mural on a main commercial street. Mayor Jim Schmidt says some residents are afraid of offending other residents.
I think they overemphasized that, for instance, with marijuana sales. People were afraid if we had regular marijuana sales, recreational marijuana, that we would never see a Texas or Oklahoma plate again. I don't think that's happened.
Crested Butte is nearly 97% white. The 139,000-acre Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction is now 87% contained, CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Thanks to cooler temperatures and rain in the area, firefighting efforts are expected to demobilize by the end of the week. For now, nearly 400 firefighters are still working the fire, doing mostly repair work. Officials say they're not expecting the fire to grow due to the wet weather. But they also warn that rain could cause debris slides and that drivers should be careful on dirt roads. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A limited number of fans can attend Broncos home games starting September 27th. They'll remain in a group of 175 with assigned restrooms and concession stands. Governor Polis says other large events can take place too.
But we need to do them in a safe way. And of course, that includes the opportunity to cheer on the Broncos in person.
5,700 Bronco fans will cheer on as they watch Tom Brady and Tampa Bay in person. This is CPR News.